And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production of Fortis Institute. We begin with a major win for parents. The Federal Trade Commission and four state attorneys general, Alaska, Iowa, Nebraska, and Texas, have sued the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, accusing it of misleading parents into buying puberty blockers, hormones, and surgeries for kids by lying about their safety. The complaint says clinicians pressured parents with a chilling line: would you rather have a live daughter or dead son? Even though there's no solid proof, any of it lowers suicide risk. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the group sold children irreversible procedures as safe and necessary. Staying with gender ideology, but on a lighter note, in minor league baseball, the York Revolution were set to host their 11th annual Pride Night. Then several players refused to wear the rainbow jerseys, so the club forfeited the game and threw the Pride party anyway. Free admission with a $10,000 donation to boot. And speaking of caving to the mob in fashion, the progressive brand Silky rolled out a red, white, and blue collection. The problem, however, it dropped during Pride Month, and Silky's own left-wing fans revolted, calling the dresses unsafe and demanding the brand release nothing at all. The founder refused to apologize. Apparently, the American flag is now the internet's number one trigger, which says far less about the flag than it does about the people it triggers. And on the pro-life front, a new report finds the United Nations' top humanitarian office is still routing American tax dollars to groups that push abortion and gender ideology overseas, despite a Trump administration policy banning exactly that. One grantee bills itself as a feminist group led by queer, trans, and immigrant staff, and the administration won't say if it quietly granted a waiver. And the spending doesn't stop overseas. California collects 80% of all federal welfare going to illegal alien households, $759 million nationwide. But here's the part that might sting. American families face a five-year lifetime cap on that aid. The illegal cases? No time limit. The checks just keep coming till the child turns 18, and better than 9 in 10 of those homes draw food stamps as well. So your tax dollars, they're still hard at work. Across the pond, a story you'd swear was invented. A man who threw a three-year-old boy over a fence into a crocodile enclosure at an English zoo has already been freed on bail until September. Police say he's too mentally disabled to even be questioned. The boy survived a 15-foot fall with a broken pelvis and arm after the zoo owner's wife vaulted the fence to pull him out. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.